The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The priests and prophets said to the princes and to all the people, "This man deserves death. He has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Jeremiah gave this answer to the princes and all the people. "It was the Lord who sent me to prophesy against this house and city that you have heard. Now, therefore, reform your ways and your deeds. Listen to the voice of the Lord your God, so that the Lord will repent of the evil which with he threatens you. As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me what you think good and right. But mark well, if you put me to death, it is innocent blood you bring on yourselves, on this day and its citizens. For in truth, it was the Lord who sent me to you to speak all these things for you to hear." Therefore, the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, "This man does not deserve death. It is in the name of the Lord our God that he speaks to us." So Eliakim, son of Shaphan, protected Jeremiah, so he was not handed over to the people to be put to death. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, in your great love, answer me. Lord, in your great love, answer me. Rescue me out of the mire, for may I not sink. May I be rescued from my foes and from the watery depths. Let not the floodwaters overwhelm me, nor the abyss swallow me up, nor the pit close his mouth over me. Lord, in your great love, answer me. But I am afflicted and in pain. Let your saving help, O God, protect me. And I will praise the name of God in song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving. Lord, in your great love, answer me. See, you lowly ones, and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not. Lord, in your great love, answer me. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had John arrested, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see today in both readings about the prophet, Jeremiah in the Old Testament, John the Baptist in the New. And both of them were to be killed for what they were saying. Jeremiah, of course, gets saved and John does not. But when we're called to speak truth, we need to speak the truth no matter what. Someone commented on one of my talks, it says, "Oh, he sounds nice. He wouldn't stand up against what's some of the wrongs in the world." I would just encourage someone who thinks that is just put Father Larry Richards and enough in a Google and see where that leads you. But that's beside the point. We are called to speak God's truth. Why? To save people. Huh? Even if it costs us our life. But we speak the truth in love the way Jesus Christ did. Jesus is the fullness of the prophets because he is the fullness of God. And Jesus spoke the truth and it cost him his life. John the Baptist spoke the truth and it cost him his life. We must be willing to give up our lives for the good of others to save them, as Jesus and John did. Too often, we want to kill others or put them down and make us right and they're wrong. That's not what Jesus or John did. And even Jeremiah says, I'm only speaking what God told me to speak. So don't be afraid to speak the truth, but speak it in love and be willing to lay down your life to bring others to salvation. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.